Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Do you want to just go ahead and shoot from the hip? Because I do. It sounds to me like the people in Israel that were crying out to the rest of the world, stating that this is a Holocaust vaccination, because 75% of them refuse the vaccination as they're sold to the American people and sold to the people on a global agenda. It's interesting, friends, that they're being ignored. You know, Benjamin Netanyahu was actually impeached and they prosecuted him for treason against the people there because Benjamin Netanyahu had told the world that he would use his people as the testing grounds, guinea pigs, for these experimental injections. So they got rid of Benjamin Netanyahu. You know God's man, as the professed church in America is telling you? Yeah, he's God's man for judgment, right? It's interesting to note that they jumped from the frying pan directly into the fire. Because you just heard during the break, friends, that in Israel now, children three or older must produce some sort of vaccine passport. At this point in the game, friends, you do need to know that this is going to come to your front door. Okay? Because it's coming to the front door there. I shared with you yesterday concerning what's going on in Australia. I played the video. I played the audio for you. Austria has fallen. That's the new narrative, I guess, by the conservatives of the day. When they reported Minister for Health tells parents 24,000 children will be herded into stadiums, right? Like cattle to get the experimental COVID-19 vaccine. This will come to your front door, Americans, if you do not respond. You know, the Bible is very clear, and this is your answer, like it or not, that you're called to hate the evil and love the good. You're commanded by the Lord. You're commanded by the Lord to establish justice. You'll find that in the preamble of the U.S. Constitution. To establish justice in the gates, starting with the church and in government. You're to hate the evil and love the good. And if you don't, well, we can go over to Amos 6:3, and I can share with you as to where things are going right now. You that put far away the evil day, as if to suggest it will never happen, you are the ones that are responsible for causing the seed of violence to come near unto you. Because you leave off justice. Because you leave off justice. I do want to remind you, friends, that over in that of Australia, you do understand that they have been a disarmed people. That's why they're not able to stand up and defend themselves any longer. Okay? Same thing in Israel. But the problem they're having there, friends, is that their military, it's mandated that they carry their weapons everywhere they go. But you can rest assured the information that you're getting here in America is not the information concerning facts that expose the frauds in the mainstream media for who they are concerning what is in fact taking place over in Israel. And notice how small the country is. The same thing, friends, with that of the UK and London. They are under attack in a big way. And why? Because they're smaller populations. That's why. I shared with you just the other day, in light of all of this propaganda going on, that we have an attorney, Michael Green, who filed class action lawsuit against these vaccines that have killed 45,000 people. And, of course, you didn't hear a peep about this through the mainstream media. But he just filed a lawsuit against the medical industry for what? For being the responsible party that has, in fact, killed over 45,000 people. What do you hear? You hear that the new needle, the injection, is the new idol that's going to save the rest of us. When, in fact, the fruit hanging on the branches of corruption proves just the exact opposite. Friends, I want to say this. We're in some serious times. We're in dangerous times. And I can get on the radio and I can give you information. I can make an appeal to the people by going along with an unconstitutional narrative. I can get on the social media platforms and radio and the such, and I can make you laugh, and I can be cute, and I can be cool, and I can be tough by talking around the responsible party. But the fact of the matter is, friends, that's not what we're going to do here. We're going to do what we need to do, what we've been obligated and commanded to do by God, and that is to show the responsible party in America, you, the people, under God, have to right the wrongs, because if you individually fail to do so, you will, in fact, lose your country and your posterity. You're already seeing it happen all across the globe. Now, this is a great segue for the very purpose of what we're going to be talking about during the third and the fourth segments. Don't tell me that one person can't make a change, friends, because history shows us that one person has made a change over and over and over and over again. I had a conversation with a friend of mine this morning that I'm going to share with you during the last two segments, because I want to show you again that one person can make a difference. I see people try to excuse themselves all day long. Well, what can just one person do? I don't know. What did Jesus Christ do on the cross? And Jesus looks at you and he looks at me and he says, greater works will you do than I did. Any other excuses? Let me tell you this. When you run out of excuses, then and only then will you actually get something done. And when you come to the realization that you are going to answer to God on that final day for every idle word and every idle thought, okay, for everything you did and for everything that you didn't do, you are going to answer to him for all of that on that final day. Revelation 21, starting in verse 5. Go back to the New Testament. I'm sorry, go back over to Hebrews, which precedes Revelation. And check out Hebrews 9:27 in the process. Put that up against Luke 12:4, which comes to my aid as well. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back to this, friends. I want to kind of step into little by little, incrementally, as to where things are going right now in America, in our backyard, because this matters the most. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on social media platforms, both Tim Brown's morning show and my afternoon show, again, on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. By the way, if you're on that page, friends, go over to Sons of Liberty Radio Live and go ahead and subscribe to that page. You can get a Sons of Liberty Radio Live Rumble feed, which is slowly but surely growing, friends, and we appreciate your support in so many different ways. But if you want to stay connected, that's the way to do it. Subscribe to both pages. You can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com, right top left side of the page. And when you do that, you can join us again. You can watch us. You can do whatever you want to do. You can hear us and watch us at the same time. Beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know, too, that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Let me show you what's going on really quick before we get to our main topic. Oregon governor, if you want to believe that's what she is, signs bill suspending math, reading proficiency, and requirements for high school graduates. Now, folks, I could spend all day just on this one topic. Just this one topic alone. That's why we've done so many public high schools across the country, because we knew that they were being and are being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Now, I got one question for everybody listening right now. And again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Why would your said representatives try to dummy down the up-and-coming generations? Why would they try to indoctrinate them? It's been accredited to that of Abraham Lincoln when he said the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in government in the next. Okay? What may be on the other side of that sword? Well, the reason that you would dummy them down is because you want to make them slaves. That's why you would do that. That's why we have something called International Baccalaureate, which, by the way, is taking its toll across the United States of America. Just the other day, I was at a high school in the middle of the country, and they called it a World Education School. World Education School. This has been going on since 1968. It's an illegal agenda. Again, let me remind you that the federal government is assuming a position that belongs only to the parents, in usurping the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And what are they doing? Well, they're changing the science and the history books every 3 to 7 years. They're using governors, they're using mayors, they're using the NAA to what? To dummy down the young people. You know, again, why would you do that? Because you want to enslave them. Well, let me tell you what Mr. Robespierre said about 200 years ago. And it's common sense because it lines up with Hosea 4:6, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." He said, "The secret of freedom lies in educating the people." The secret of freedom lies in educating the people. Whereas the secret of tyranny is in keeping them ignorant. Let me say it again. The secret of freedom lies in educating people. Remember, the Bible is the rock upon which the republic rests. Know those documents, friends. Know the Word of God first and foremost. Okay, that is the presupposition to remain a free people. 2 Corinthians 3:17. The secret of freedom lies in educating people, whereas the secret of tyranny is in keeping them ignorant. How about demoralizing them? Yep. Oh, did I tell you? If I can demoralize you, that I can control you. That's exactly right. Well, let's take a demoralized individual named Governor Kate Brown, who is a bisexual, who is advocating everything antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. Literally, she is not representing the people. She is, in fact, tearing down the U.S. Constitution, and she is attempting to recreate it in her own devilish image. She does not have a right to do that. The people in Oregon need to rise up, impeach her, and prosecute her. Again, therein lies the answer to remaining a free people, because we know justice guards our liberty. Now, I was always taught as a kid that sodomites, which, by the way, is a felony in every state in our union, and lesbians, Romans 1:24, I was always taught that they were a people that were backward. So does this make sense as to why she's running in contrast, trying to implement that which is unconstitutional? Maybe it's because she's backwards in the state of Oregon. And we see this across the country, regardless if they admit that they're sodomites or lesbians. It seems like they're all backwards today. Well, it is because they are not working for we the people, because they don't want you to believe that your rights came from God, because if you knew that, then you would stand up and fight, 1 Timothy 6:12, to ensure that your generations up and coming, namely your posterity, will remain a free people as well. 1 Timothy 6:12. But I want you to listen to this real carefully, friends. Governor Kate Brown, the Oregon governor, signed a bill last month with little fanfare that drops the requirement that high school students prove proficiency in reading, writing, or math before graduation, a report said. It's called Senate Bill 744. Okay? And the Oregonian reported that the governor has seemed to avoid discussing the bill, but yet she signed the bill. It's amazing how many Americans just give these criminals a pass, even when they're assailing their own children. But then again, I'm speaking to a country right now that has turned their cheek to heaven with a cold shoulder when it comes to 3,000 to 4,000 babies being murdered in the womb every day. What would you expect? What would you expect? They're encouraged, friends, to continually run down in making the broad way to hell wider and wider through ignorant people. And that's how it happens. They're encouraged because the American people have added strength to tyranny by remaining ignorant and impotent and apathetic in dealing with the crimes of those that continuously perpetuate the crimes to further enslave the up-and-coming generations along with themselves. I would go so far as to say this, friends. If you think Americans, you're all that smart, I'm here to tell you right now, I want to show you how smart you are. You're so smart, you have a Governor Kate Brown as the governor in your state in Oregon. I can go to California. I can go to every state in our union. That's how smart we are. And it shows the American people, it's a reflection to show us how far we've all been enslaved by tolerating the crimes of those that call themselves our representatives. They are not representing us. They are not maintaining and upholding the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution. They are doing just the exact opposite. Now, let me take it over to the blood. Okay? Let me take it to the blood. In the natural and in the spiritual. 1 Corinthians 2:14. I want you to go to a veteran memorial, and I want you to go stand in the center of it, every one of you, and I want you to tell all of those men that fought, bled, and died, and sacrificing themselves in giving you the freedoms that you have today, fighting against tyranny in third world countries, and explain to them why it is that you have succumbed to tyrants just like those in third world countries that you are now succumbing to in your own country. You have 30 minutes to explain to your forefathers as well as to what happened to this country. And what's happened to this country is nobody can blame anybody else but ourselves for tolerating the crimes of our said representatives. Because that's where it stops and that's where it starts. I just did an article. Matter of fact, I'm going to go over there really quick. I just did an article this morning talking about how is it that the French and the Germans and those in the Netherlands, those in Japan, in Israel, in Belgium, in Romania, how is it that they act more like the children of our forefathers than Americans do in their own backyard? And I want you to keep in mind, friends, this is how smart America has become. We are allowing corrupt politicians, and you know they're corrupt all the well, that are bribed and extorted by the powers that are tolerated to do what? To lie, to steal, and to kill. You know what I'm telling you is true. You know it's a fact. You know that you're being lied to 24/7, yet you succumb to it. Because you come back to yourself somehow and deceiving yourself into believing that there's nothing that you can do about it. You, again, are sadly mistaken. Do you realize those corrupt, bribed, extorted politicians that you call your said representatives that you all the well know work for special interest groups? Do you know, friends, that they are bought and paid for in lying and stealing and killing the very people that they're supposed to represent? And you know what? They've got the American people fighting amongst each other. I'll tell you what, when the American people become smart, they go past corruption. And they deal with special interest groups as well as corrupt representatives first and foremost to shut the door and to lay the axe to the root of the tree rather than dealing with the branches on it, friends. Because that's what Scripture tells us to do. That's exactly what Scripture tells us to do. We're going to come right back. I'm going to show you some audio video. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is working to get American citizens and Afghan translators who assisted the United States out of Afghanistan as the Taliban establishes control. Florida Republican Congressman Kat Kamick tells Fox Business she doesn't have an issue with the decision to withdraw troops from Afghanistan, only the execution of the plan.
We had multiple administrations, Republican and Democrat, that agreed that we needed to get out of Afghanistan. What has gone wrong is the how we got out. This has been a debacle, an utter and total failure of leadership at the highest levels.
The Sackler family, who owns Purdue Pharma, is asking to be immune from many ongoing and future company-related civil claims. David Sackler warning if this doesn't happen, his family would pull out of the massive opioid epidemic settlement. USA Radio News. The fully vaccinated governor of Texas tests positive for COVID-19. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Naraki has more on the story.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement, the governor's office said that he is fully vaccinated and is tested daily, with this being his first positive result. Abbott is currently quarantining in the governor's mansion and is not experiencing any symptoms. The statement added that he is receiving the Regeneron's monoclonal antibody treatment.
Abortion giant Planned Parenthood filed a lawsuit to block four pro-life laws in Montana, which were set to take effect October 1st. The laws would ban abortion after 20 weeks, restrict access to abortion pills, require people who perform abortions to ask patients if they would like to view an ultrasound, and ban insurance plans that cover abortions from the federal exchange. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Okay. If you want to call in, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. I want to let you know this really quick. I promised to do so. You just heard during the break, friends, concerning the Taliban. Keep in mind, yesterday, friends, I seen with my eyes and heard with my ears missionaries that have been in the Middle East that have continuously seen the CIA continuously, literally, friends, arm the Taliban. So quit acting like it's a foreign enemy, friends, that's at war with you. And first and foremost, we have no business being over there in the first place. Just ask some of our general friends that are willing to tell us the truth of the matter, friends. Smedley Butler being one of them. General Wesley Clark being another one of them. Okay? But look what's happening. They're trying to turn the narrative on the American people. Critics blast MSNBC host Joy Reid for comparing Christians to Taliban militants. That's the end aim. They want to basically blur the lines there because they want to create enemies of the state. And that's exactly what just came out of the DHS just the other day. Just staying on the topics that really matter today, friends. Okay? They're at war with Americans. They're not at war with foreign countries, friends. They're at war, and there's at war, friends, concerning what it is in America. They are at war with those that stand against their New World Order agenda. That's why you have over 737 bases all over the world, which you have never delegated to your said representatives. You've never given them authority to take your boys and to send them into one of those countries to occupy, to continuously further their control to establish a global order. That's what is in fact happening. I want to get over to this really quick too, and then I want to show you something. I'm going to only play a couple minutes of this. It's a 7-minute piece. I listened to it all the way over here. I thank you for my friends sending me pertinent information that is relative to what is in fact happening here. This is much of the information that's being overlooked by the mainstream media, the conservatives of the day, and the professed church. That's all they're doing is preaching doom and gloom, and that's not the message here. And if they preach gloom and doom, it's not the gospel of Jesus Christ, period. If you want to challenge me, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to watch this on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com on the top left side of the page. I also want you to keep in mind, I'm going to play this for you right now, and again, I'm only going to play a couple minutes of it. But what I want you to keep into perspective here, friends, are the same people driving the same narrative. It's never an objective view or fact concerning this created science to deceive the nations concerning this agenda, to drive them, to corral them into taking an experimental jab. When I'm done showing you this, I'm going to show you what they're not telling you. Once again, this is brand new information as well. And then after that, friends, during the last segment, I'm going to get to the main topic. This is leading up to just that, to show you how serious the situation at hand truly is. This is the, if you want to call them this, I mean, the names that they give themselves, friends, they prop themselves up. The Surgeon General announces COVID-19 booster shot plan. I want you to pay attention to the propaganda here, because this is what's going to keep going forward until the people in this country stand up and put a stop to it. You ready for this? Check this out.
President Biden committed to the American people that he would do everything in his power to end this pandemic.
He can't even say the word pandemic. That's okay. I mean, if you want to call it a pandemic, you can do that. Treasonous Joe Biden has done everything in his power to make sure that he brings this pandemic, as he said, to an end. That's how he started it off. Consider the source. Folks, read 1 Kings 13:33. These are the debased sort. This is called leading from the back, Americans. When you follow the Christ, Matthew 4:19, you're leading to take the preeminence concerning these that are leading from the back. That's up to the American people. I go on.
First day in office, the president has marshaled a wartime effort to do exactly that. We've been preparing for every scenario.
He's reading off a teleprompter.
Including the potential need for vaccine booster shots. Our approach on booster shots is simple.
This all started with just wear a mask for a couple weeks. This is the pill in the jam to drive it to vaccine passports, corralling the people on a global basis to accept a new world system. That's what this is. Americans, you are the obstacle, the stumbling block to those that are trying to implement a global order, for the record.
And it's consistent with our approach on every other front of this war. Be guided by the science.
Look at all of these actors.
And always, that's all they always are. Stay one step ahead of the virus.
You name each one of them Judas.
Now let me turn it to Dr. Murphy to discuss our booster plans. And then Drs. Walensky and Fauci to discuss the science.
See, it's only Fauci and it's only Walensky. Why is it that through the mainstream media, there is no room for those that are telling you that which stands in stark contrast to their propaganda? This is how they drive the agenda. How many times did you hear over the last three breaks on the radio program here, them continuously driving the agenda? I have in all my days have never, ever heard anything like it, except up until September 11, 2001. Right? And then what did we do? We were convinced by the powers that are tolerated, corrupt representatives, that we need to go attack Iraq. Only to find out that Cheney made over $34 billion in the war. Only to find out from General Wesley Clark that we wouldn't be there. Our military presence would not be there, quote unquote, if there wasn't natural resource to steal their oil. Didn't want to talk about Donald Rumsfeld and the CIA setting up Saddam Hussein, only to find out after how many people were killed both in Iraq and our boys that are, Henry Kissinger, the pedophile, stated, that our military is just dumb, stupid animals. Our military men are just dumb, stupid animals, only to be used for what? Foreign policy? If Americans would pay attention to what it is that they're aiding and abetting, I'll tell you what, we wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in today. But if we would pay attention and pull the curtain back as to what people are really telling us when it comes to the truth, because oftentimes we have to go into the corner to find it. I mean, nobody in their right mind can turn on the television and listen to these six networks, concerning the mainstream media from Fox News all the way to MSNBC and everything in between. You can't expect that they're going to tell you any truth because there's no truth in them, John 8:44. And just like them, networks is just like these actors in the circus of politics. And what is it that they're pushing for? A new order. A new order. How do you do that? You create chaos. And out of chaos, you what? You create a new world order. I didn't say that. George H.W. Bush said that over 200 times from the presidential bully pulpit. Let's continue on here, friends.
Science behind the plan. Over to you, Dr. Murphy.
Listen to this.
Well, thanks, Jeff. And
he's reading,
to
too, by the way.
Again today. Today, I want to update you about where we are regarding boosters for fully vaccinated individuals. Our top priority has always been protecting people and their families with COVID from COVID-19.
Yeah.
And we
from COVID-19, different strains of COVID-19, 99.999% is the highest that I've seen. Complete recovery rate, it's equivalent to a cold. And they've blown this up into, I'm sorry, that cold, into what they've blown it up to today. And what are they doing? They're trying to get a needle in your arm, as you're seeing in Australia. They're going for the children, as you are seeing in Israel. They're trying to, in America, offer you the keys of the city to go back to normal. Isn't that what they told you? If you would merely just take their first experimental shot, friends? Oh, and that came after just wear a mask for a week or two, right? Well, that wasn't good enough. Then it went to vaccine passports. Do you understand that when you are dealing with an irrational people, you must understand there's no rationale with them. They're lawless. And what you are seeing is a group, a small group of people that have in fact made an alliance and a covenant with hell, Isaiah 28 verse 18, which again will be disannulled either here now by us, or it's going to get to the point where we wish we would have when we had the time to put a stop to it. We better pay attention as to who's giving us this information. They are repeat criminals. Every single one of them, we are hearing from what? Individuals right now that are merely trying to do their best from reading from a teleprompter. This is not coming from their hearts. Folks, when I do radio, 99% of the show is how the Holy Ghost leads me. I may have topics pulled up, but I'm still going as to what I hear, saying, go in this direction. And it's interesting, as I was talking to my friend this morning, Tim Brown, it's amazing how the Holy Ghost is faithful if you're faithful to the Holy Ghost. He will lead you, Romans 8:14. And he will anoint your eyes to see. He will anoint your ears to hear. And he will heal your heart upon repentance. But that's a work of the Holy Ghost. Acts 20:21. I'm going to keep going on here. Check this out.
Effective vaccines that offer outstanding
effective
protection
untrue
against the worst outcomes of this virus. Severe disease, hospitalization, and death. The COVID-19 vaccines
last
are authorized
week,
in the United States.
Last week, this Surgeon General, what he's failing to tell you, last week I had an RN on the radio with us who told us all the individuals that were in fact in the hospital, which was not equivalent to what the mainstream media is trying to blow up, every single one of them was experiencing an adverse side effect from their vaccine. He'll also talk about this Delta variant, which is an adverse effect from the people that have received the vaccination. This is what they're failing to tell you, Americans, just so you know.
It's remarkably effective, even against the widespread Delta variant. But we know that even highly effective vaccines become less effective over time.
Yeah.
Our goal has been to determine...
Yep, they're trying to create dependency. They want dependency, and they're trying to now talk about a third booster shot. This all started with just wear a mask, friends. Americans, this is your reflection as to how far you've let them go. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to play just a couple more minutes of this, and then I'm going to take some of these phone calls, and then I'm going to get to my last point, because it is very pertinent to what's going on today. And what we're talking about, friends, is can one person make a change? Well, I'm going to share that conversation with you in just a moment. Let's check out this little con man here. Also consider Ephesians 4:14 in reading this, because these are cunning, devised individuals trying to deceive the nations. And this is what we're dealing with. Here's another one for you. Reading from a teleprompter, trying to convince you about how bad things are concerning the unvaccinated, okay, and why we need to protect them, they want you to believe. The fact of the matter is they're responsible for what I'm about ready to show you in just a couple minutes. Why don't you go ahead and check this out?
So we can make a plan to take proactive steps to extend and enhance the protection of the vaccine.
About control.
Having reviewed the most current data, it is now our clinical judgment that the time to lay out a plan for COVID-19 boosters is now.
Yeah, of course.
Recent data makes clear that protection against mild and moderate disease has decreased over time. This is likely due to both waning
immunity. He's reading all of it, as you can see on social media platforms.
The widespread Delta variant. Even though this new data affirms that vaccine protection remains high.
What just happened there? Did he just skip only to prove that he is in fact reading a teleprompter? Let's watch that. Let's listen to that again, friends, just to further solidify that he got stuck reading that teleprompter. Listen to this.
Even though this new data affirms that vaccine protection remains high against the worst outcomes of COVID, we are concerned that this pattern of decline we are seeing will continue in the months ahead, which could lead to reduced protection against severe disease, hospitalization, and death. That is why today we are announcing our plan to stay ahead of this virus by being prepared to offer COVID-19 booster shots to fully vaccinated adults 18 years.
Wait a second. I thought if they got the shot, they would get the keys to the city. After they get the shot, the few that have throughout the United States, remember the numbers are greatly embellished, and if it wasn't true, why did they have to force compliance? Friends, I thought if you got their experimental injection, which has not been proven or approved yet, I thought everything was going to be okay. Then when they got the shot, just like everything else they do through the Hegelian dialectic, they keep going forward, and they're going to keep doing whatever it is that you let them get away with until the American people bring justice upon the heads of these that are deceiving the masses. Well, what am I talking about? Well, I just gave you a little taste of this guy. Okay? And again, I want to go back to the beginning of it so you can understand. Here's the little quorum they got together, friends. We got Mr. Murphy, the Surgeon General. We got this little deceiver. CDC is supposed to be under investigation, but rather they're trying to, through bills being passed right now, they're trying to pass off administrative law to the CDC, so they're the final say. This is exactly what Hitler did too, by the way. She's the head of the CDC. This is on this panel. And then we have Anthony Fauci again. Nobody to object. Nobody to tell you what the facts of the matter are. That should put a chill up your spines, Americans. And what are they telling you? Got to get the booster shot now. They're already four steps ahead of the people. Americans, do you yet see what it is that they're trying to drive you to? Oh, and here, let me show you this, especially for those that are on social media platforms. This is in the UK alone. This is brand new information. Brand new. 1,135,579 injuries. 1,559 people are dead in the UK following COVID-19 injections, according to the UK. Did you hear about that? No, you didn't. Did you hear about in Singapore, friends, where a woman was awarded $225,000 for a heart attack caused by Pfizer? Nope, you didn't hear about that. But don't worry about that in America. If anything happens to you, one of these experimental injections kill you, keep in mind, they're impervious. You can't go back and sue them. They've set themselves up in such a fashion. The American people need to rise above that because there's no corporation or business that operates that way in the world. How is it that the government has put them up in such a position? Because it's a genocide. That's what it's about. Did you hear about this, friends? This is as this just came out August 16th. CDC, 12,791 people dead, 682,873 injured following the experimental injections. That's all the way through August 6th. Did you hear about that? Nope, you didn't hear a word about that. So what does that make these individuals, friends, that I was showing you on social media platforms? Fauci, Murthy, and Walensky. This is a conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9. And I'm talking about you, America. When you put a stop to this, it all stops. I'm going to take Denny from Indiana real quick. Denny, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, thanks for taking my call. I guess I'm getting so fed up with a lot of things that are going on here in Indiana. My father was in the state senate here for, back about 10 years ago. And so many things have changed. We've taken God out of the picture, totally out of the picture, which causes a lot of problems. But I got friends out here that had got that virus shot and that had trouble with it and had other issues that came up they didn't want to disclose. You know, and I asked them, why did you do it? And the question, the answers they came back with, because they wanted to go on a cruise. Another person said, I want to go to ball games. Another person said, we want to be able to go to restaurants. You know, and here we have Governor Holcomb that nobody gets along with in our state legislature. And they're sitting there listening to him say, get back out there. We're going to do it again. You guys need to put the mask back on.
Yep.
You know, I'm fed up.
Danny,
I'm
you know what? Can I say something, brother? And I appreciate your phone call. I really do. See, this is why I've continuously said to the American people, either you deal with the criminals or the criminals are just going to roll right over the top of you. For one man to stand up in a state who, by the way, the burden of proof is on him, not on the American people, to suggest that if you don't do what we tell you to do, say your representatives, then this is what's going to happen. We're going to shut you down again. Really?
Yeah. Yep, and I guess what baffles my mind also is when I talk to the state representatives, which I'll be running for soon, but the thing is, I told them, says, why aren't you guys telling anybody? Why aren't you guys speaking out? Why aren't you telling people what is going on, what's really happening back behind the hidden walls? I said, but they won't speak because, you know, I think what, I'm not, just count me if I'm wrong or not, but, you know, the thing I see in a lot of the legislatures over there in Indiana is almost 80%, maybe 70% are attorneys.
Yeah, of course.
I said, we were supposed to be of the people by the people. I said, you guys got it set up now where it's of the attorneys and by the attorneys.
That's right. And that's even in the engagements of war. I don't know if you're aware of this, my friend, but even in war, our Navy SEALs are literally on the radio with attorneys to ask permission to engage the enemy in Afghanistan and in Iraq.
Sad.
I'm not kidding you. Watch Fallen Angel. It's all there. But go ahead, Denny.
Well, like I said, you know, I am getting involved. But, you know, again, you know, I've got people out here in this area that, you know, I know they are very, very upset. They want to say something. They're afraid to. My wife's a nurse, and she was afraid to even mention it. She didn't get a shot, but we're not going to get a shot.
Amen.
No way we're ever going to do it. And we're keeping our kids from doing it, too.
Amen.
We got family matters that are sitting there looking at a family, if somebody in the family did it, and said, why'd you do that? Well, the answer came back because I wanted to go on a cruise.
Yeah.
I said, they're setting you up. They're setting you up.
That's right. Denny, let me add this because I only got 2 minutes left.
Okay.
This is their gods. If they're willing to overlook the dangers of what they're putting into their body with so many adverse side effects, it shows you who they serve. By the way, God judges nations just for things like that. Read Jeremiah 11:13 when you get a moment. I've got literally one more minute. Denny, I need guys like you calling in more. I appreciate you. You stay tuned and you give me a call soon again, would you please?
Okay, well, because I would like to come up to one of your events. I definitely want to go. You know?
Well, let's set it up. As a matter of fact, why don't you call me right after the show, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Give me a call, Denny. Let's talk real quick.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Yep, thank you. Folks, I did not do this on purpose. I have pertinent information, and we're going to make a show two out of this. This is your show. That's why I took the phone call. And what I want to do is tomorrow, I'm going to get you to understand that you and you alone under God can make a huge difference, okay? I'm going to bring about a conversation I had with one of my friends. Again, forgive me. I did not mean to do this, but we'll have a part two tomorrow. Matter of fact, I was trying to get him on the phone with me, and he's scared to death to go on the radio. He said, Bradley, he goes, I'm freaking out about radio. He goes, I don't know how you do it. I said, well, neither do I. I said, I'm here because somebody's got to do it. That's the only reason. And God doesn't use us for our abilities. He uses us for our availabilities, right? So I need to step in and trust God that he's going to equip me for being the piece, the mouthpiece that the people need to hear from. So in doing that, that's exactly what he's done for 23 years. I'm going to do my best to get this guy on the radio with me tomorrow. If not, I can share the information that he shared with me. And I told him, do you realize how effective one person is? And I thought, I got to give this to my listeners and my viewers to encourage them and exhort them in the things of God, because we can make a difference. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.